any of your Astro cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Astro card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Astro.
The headlines. Stakeholders condemn stoning of President Hichilema in Chingola. Government releases 21.1 billion kwacha in October 2025 to finance public service delivery. And in global news, nearly a million evacuated as Philippines braces for super typhoon. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, has condemned the stoning of President Hichilema Ijinoma in Chingola yesterday, saying such an act is unacceptable in a democratic society that upholds the rule of law and mutual respect. ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda argues that disagreement with government policies or actions should never justify acts of violence or disrespect over the head of state. Mr. Banda has told Phoenix News that there are lawful and civil means of expressing grievances in a democracy and not violent acts. He has called on all Zambians to promote peace, tolerance and unity by engaging constructively and work together in building the nation, even with different opinions.
We believe that citizens must respect the office of the president and the individual occupying it. Disagreement with government policies or actions should never justify acts of violence or disrespect. There are lawful and civil means of expressing grievances in a democracy, and these avenues should always be pursued. We therefore call upon all Zambians, stakeholders, to promote peace, tolerance and unity. Let us engage constructively and work together in building our nation.
And founder of Heart of Mercy Peace Advocate, Apostle Agnes Piri, has reminded Zambians that as the country approaches the 2026 general elections, every leader, citizen and political influencers must pause and reflect on the bigger picture of the country's peace. President Hichilema Ijinoma yesterday was forced to cut short his address to marketeers at Chiwempala Grounds in Chingola after some agitated residents began throwing stones during his speech. The Ministry of Finance and National Planning released a total of 21.1 billion kwacha in October 2025 to finance public service delivery, out of which 7.2 billion kwacha went towards transfers, subsidies and social benefits. The ministry released 3.9 billion kwacha for the implementation of various government programs and general operations, while 1.1 billion kwacha was spent on capital expenditure. Additionally, 4.3 billion kwacha was released for the public service wage bill for various public service workers and overseas allowances for diplomats in missions abroad, while 4.5 billion kwacha was spent on debt service and arrears. Of the funds released for debt and other liabilities, 1.8 billion kwacha was released towards domestic debt service, 1.2 billion kwacha for external debt service, and 1.5 billion kwacha towards dismantling arrears. The ministry further released a sum of 1.1 billion kwacha towards capital expenditure, of which 691.9 million kwacha was for road infrastructure, 45.1 million kwacha for the Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, and 336 million kwacha was for infrastructure projects under various ministries. Reflecting on the budget execution, Finance Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane says local authorities and community development committees must accelerate implementation and reporting by prioritizing completion of ongoing projects and timely delivery of bursaries, empowerment grants and infrastructure works. Policy analyst Dr. Kelvin Chibomba has urged government to avoid issuing contradictory statements on how it is managing the country's energy deficit. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chibomba has called for a unified and transparent strategy that clearly outlines the roadmap towards reducing Zambia's long-standing dependency on hydroelectric power. He observes that while government has announced several solar energy projects across the country, communication regarding timeliness and progress has remained unclear, creating uncertainty among citizens and potential investors. Dr. Chibomba has advised authorities to present a comprehensive energy diversification plan with measurable milestones backed by consistency and honesty in order to restore public confidence and help citizens plan around the ongoing power rationing affecting both households and businesses. His remarks follow Vice President Mutale Nalumango's statement in Parliament on Friday that government is importing over 350 megawatts of electricity from neighboring countries to ease the energy deficit, including 230 megawatts from Mozambique, 150 from South Africa, 47 from Botswana, and 27 from Zimbabwe.
The strategy now that we need to see from the government, those numbers which they are talking about, but what is on the ground, the reality. Sometimes you see 2 hours, sometimes you see 3 hours, others are getting 8 hours. You see, we are firefighting. Government must not firefight. Government must begin to give us a direction to say where we are going is in that direction. Because we are hearing so many statements and sometimes people are lost. And if we are not honest enough, we begin to hear other voices, which is not correct. And that some of these areas that have been pronounced by government that they are going to come to fruition at some point, we begin to see them after a certain framework. Let government begin to level the ground that many players are going to come and give us long-lasting solutions.
A non-governmental organization, Born Short Living Tour, is calling on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to consider extending the ongoing voter registration exercise by an additional 2 weeks. Organization President in Talashachisha says the extension would provide an opportunity for individuals from marginalized communities to register as voters, ensuring that their voices are amplified in next year's elections. Mr. Chisha has also called on the ECZ to actively involve persons with disabilities not only as voters but also as integral staff members throughout the election period in an effort to foster a more equitable and inclusive political landscape.
This program underscores a vital commitment to ensuring that every eligible citizen has the opportunity to participate fully in our democratic process. We are particularly impressed by the exceptionally seamless, straightforward and transparent voter registration process. The ECZ prioritization of persons with disability exemplifies a commitment to inclusivity and representation, which is crucial for a robust electoral system. To further strengthen the initiative, we strongly urge the Electoral Commission of Zambia to consider extending the registration period by an additional 2 weeks.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has directed UNO service station to suspend all fuel cells at the site until investigations are completed and the product is confirmed to conform to national fuel quality standards. This follows reports of alleged fuel contamination at UNO Hillview service station in Chalala in Lusaka yesterday. In a statement, ERB Manager Public Relations Namukolo Kasumpa says upon being notified, ERB inspectors immediately went to the site and commenced investigations into the matter. She says preliminary investigations indicate that a petrol tank at the service station may have contained residual water from the recent rainfall, which may have led to the contamination of the fuel. Ms. Kasumpa says ERB is carrying out a full investigation to bring the matter to its logical conclusion. You are listening to Phoenix FM Main News. We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you doing? Taking flight on air and online.
In global news, more than 900,000 people have been evacuated.